Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a few things I want to say. Once a week, I take one segment of our show and talk about one or two things that are on my mind. And it helps me to get some things off my chest, and hopefully it helps you too. What I want to talk about at this moment is the concept of interns. College interns. Now, it's interesting that if you've ever had an intern, you're very likely to continue to do it. But I think it's clearly most small businesses don't use college interns, and I think that's a mistake. I think it's something that you ought to look into. It's beneficial on many, many levels. Number one, obviously the young person, that the intern themselves, himself or herself, they can benefit greatly from what you're doing in your business. Obviously, you need to have something going on in your business, some kind of dynamic, you know, office situation, some kind of, you know, typically people who have interns will have, you know, at least an operation of some kind, not necessarily a home-based business. But but you could be a very small business, you know, one, two, or, you know, or three employees and have an intern. I think that actually works very nicely. So, you're going to benefit they're going to benefit from you, clearly. Let me tell you another thing you might not know about the benefit they're going to get. Some of these young people really need the internship to graduate. I'm not sure exactly how this works, but I think some programs require them to go out and get some marketplace experience, but they also get hours. It helps them to round out their hours to help them graduate. So it's very beneficial it's a good thing for you to do to have an intern. Now, that's what's in it for them. Now, let's talk about what's in it for you. There was a time when interns came to work for you and they knew nothing. You taught them everything that you needed to teach them. And I think it's one of the reasons why more people don't do interns. Don't use interns, because it's almost like job shadowing, meaning that it takes a lot of your time to train them, to bring them along, and it's like having a new employee that's going to leave you just about the time you get them trained. And so it's not like that anymore. And here's why. These young people, the interns today, most of them have skills that you can use almost day one. They're bringing things to the office. They've got technology skills. They've got internet skills. They've got cyberspace skills. They've got some things you can learn some things from them. And so I encourage you to call your local college or university. And I guess I don't know about the junior colleges, but your local college or university, almost everybody's got one nearby. Call them up, and you're probably looking for the business department, and ask them about who's in charge of your intern program, and they'll hook you up with the right people. Now, here's what I predict. Once you get started and you sort of understand how the intern program works, I predict that you're going to stay with it and you're going to benefit from it. Now, why would you have an intern? Historically, interns have worked for nothing. They literally were doing apprentice work. They were getting, remember now, when they're an intern with you, they get college credits, and they don't have to pay for that. you're giving them the equivalent of a college credit without them paying you for anybody for it, the college or you for it. So that's a big deal. That's worth a lot of money in a lot of places. So they benefit from that, and you get the free work. And as I said, in the old days when you had to train them in a lot of stuff, unless you just had them answering the phone, doing some menial stuff, which is really not teaching them anything, you had to spend a lot of time with them. Today, not so much. And so here's what we've done. We've had more than one intern. And what we've always done is we have paid them minimum wage. I've never had an intern. I mean, for the last several years, I've never had an intern that I didn't pay minimum wage. And I wanted to do that. I intended to do that. And I told them that. And they always were grateful for that. I believe that if they do work for me, that especially when they bring with them skills that I could use day one, I should pay them. And so I've done that. Long before President Obama's administration, who are now getting all riled up about paying interns, years before they ever came up with that idea, I was paying interns. And I think you should too. I think you should pay them at least minimum wage. If they come to you and they don't know anything and you have to teach them everything, then that's different. But if they can bring you some skills, which I've been able to do, we've been able to find young people who could bring things that we could use, information we could use, we paid them. Now, here's the problem, though. Minimum wage is $7.25. Now, that's the problem I've got with keep continuing to raise minimum wage. As they are just about to get minimum wage to the point, to the level where I'm not going to want to have an intern. I'm not going to, especially if they make it where you have to pay them. That's the problem. And if they continue to raise minimum wage, if they continue to raise minimum wage and you have to pay interns minimum wage, the intern programs will go away. All these young people, no small business will do this. Big businesses probably will do less of it. And they do a lot of interns. The big companies do. So this is another example. This last little part of the story is another example of how the government mucks things up. Number one, if they require people to pay interns, even though I've always done it, the government should not require it. And number two, these minimum wage increases are not going to be good for the intern program. So think about those things. I'm going to take a quick break. Something else to talk about on my mind after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.